Arliss, you are unmuted.
Yes.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did. You did.
Okay, great, Arliss.
I just had a question. So how soon should you be applying for credit cards after you're dismissed or discharged?
So as soon as discharge, you want to start right away.
Because I was told by someone else that did bankruptcy, oh, you got to wait like 6 months or something. I'm like, really? But I already got an offer in the mail for a $300 limit and it says pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, so
well,
do
you're
I
get a lot of
those.
You're
okay.
Going to get a lot of those, right? But here's the thing, Arliss. Let's unpack this. Have you watched the videos yet?
No, I have not. I need to.
Okay, so it's important to do that because you don't want to get the wrong credit cards, right? So according
mm-hmm.
to a Federal Reserve Board study, 46% of credit cards do not report the proper credit limits to the bureaus.
Okay.
Okay, so if that's the case, here's what happens. You have that $300 credit limit,
mm-hmm.
and they don't report it, and then you charge one thing, and then your utilization rate is, let's just say you charge $5 on that credit card.
Mm-hmm.
The credit bureaus are going to think you're maxed out.
Wow.
And then that's going to screw up your credit. Okay? It's very
okay.
important you get the right credit cards and you report that are reporting all three to the bureaus and you're reporting the right credit limit. Correct. So that's
mm-hmm.
the first thing, right? So,
mm-hmm.
But this whole thing of like, oh, I got to wait 6 months. I mean, these are just, you know, if you wait 6 months, it's 6 months longer until you rebuild your credit score.
Right. And I already got a car.
Okay,
great. I just purchased one.
Okay, good.
But it's a high interest rate for now. But I did it through the bankruptcy lawyer. He recommended me to someone.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So the key thing is if you focus on rebuilding your credit right now through the credit card, you already got the... So for you, think about this. I talked about those first three steps.
Mm-hmm.
If you already got a car,
yeah, I wrote them down.
Reporting, yeah, you've already done step three because that installment line, right? You already got
mm-hmm.
that. So
mm-hmm.
all you need is step one and two. Review your errors for, review your credit report for errors. Follow our techniques and sending off the letters. And two, get new credit cards. So you're on your way.
Yeah, I reviewed all three credit bureaus, and everything is off besides my student loans. So do I
Perfect.
Call them to start a payment plan with that, or?
Well, okay, so with regard to,
not
you mean with the, okay, yeah, so with regard to student loans, I mean, how to get payment plans for student loans, that's not something I'm qualified to answer. I'm focused
okay.
100% on credit scores. The one thing I can tell you is don't be late on your student loans, because if you're late on your student
mm-hmm.
loans, it shows up on multiple line items, right?
Right.
So if you can't afford the payment, make sure you cover that. You know, you get that managed through a student loan lawyer. I'm sure your attorney can introduce you to someone if they don't do it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay? And okay. congratulations, you're doing it. So all you really need to do is get three credit cards and you're on your way.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm going to watch your video too, so I can know which ones to go for.
Okay, so Arliss, here's the thing. You know how you got that? You just said to me, you were just like, oh, gosh. Remember that? You just said it like
mm-hmm.
10 seconds ago. So there's a part of you that's like, oh, I don't want to apply, right?
Yeah.
And why is that?
I just don't want to spend. I don't want to. I just scared that I never had a credit card, really. I've been
uh-huh.
having, I had one, no, actually I had two on there, but they were like small limits. I just don't want to like end up in debt again with credit cards.
Okay. So the thing is, do you think what you went through and what you've learned with your bankruptcy, you would ever end up in debt again?
No.
Of course you're not. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Arliss, you are not the woman.
It's a long process. Yeah.
I know. You know, but think about this. You're not the woman you were a year ago, two years ago, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that woman. I mean, here's the thing. If I magically waved a magic wand and gave you a $500 credit limit right now, you're not going to go max it out.
Oh, no. Heck no.
No, you have changed your thinking. So don't worry about the whole thing of like, oh my gosh, what's this going to turn into? Guess what? It's going to turn into nothing.
Okay.
You know, you've learned, you've won, and you're on your road to recovery. So congratulations.
And how long would it be for someone to be able to purchase a home after bankruptcy for a Chapter 7?
We have plenty of success stories. We've heard these on the call. Chapter 7, FHA allows someone to buy a home, depending on the bankruptcy, depending on the circumstance, 1 year, right? Definitely, and that's based on certain circumstances, but for sure after 2 years, right?
Okay.
So imagine, I mean, I had one client named Travis. He called me on Christmas Day. He called me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the message was like, I'm sitting here in my new house where 2 years ago I filed bankruptcy, and I would never have filed bankruptcy if you didn't point me in that direction and explain to me how I could rebuild my credit score. 2 years and 2 days after his bankruptcy discharge, he closed on a home with a 3.5% interest rate.
Wow.
Guess what? You're going to do the same.
Yep.
Okay. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Spread the word.
Thank you.
Share the information with your friends and family members, right?
Yes.
Okay, Arla. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.